Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Thank you. don't understand the things I do.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And anyway, I have had a lot of people asking me what the topic's going to be today, who my guest is. Lots of questions, you know, who's the music, where did it come from, what do you do? Well, you know, on this radio show, on GGM Radio, we have different people that have different shows, and they host in many different ways. In fact, my friend Rose has a radio show on here, too. We're going to be seeing her next weekend at Mystical Journey Psychic Fair. She's listening in. Hi, Rose. So we have the two ladies that actually own Mystical Journeys. And so to tell you a little bit about some of what we played here, we have our usual setup that we have from, you know, Orville Birds, The Earth, and Reverend B's commercials about her bookstore and things like that. We always have to run through those commercials. And then we just play some kind of upbeat music about angels and things like that to get the show started off. We take questions second half. And, of course, we have an entertainer come into Mystical Journeys, too, that's going to be outside with her guitar. And she's going to be playing some songs that you just heard. You heard one of her covers, Drift Away, and you heard one of her originals, No Shoes Blues. A few weekends ago, we went to a friend of Rose's, and she actually got to play at a restaurant. So it was pretty cool. Now she's going to play for Mystical Journeys, and her name is Bethany Caudell. She is a regular traveling musician with a traveling psychic. So she gets the best of both worlds, the New Age world and the music world, which is really fun. So, and of course, we played Calling All Angels, which is Rose's favorite song, which I always like to do when she listens. And we also played I'm Alive, which is one of my favorite songs based on a dog, a miracle dog that was dumped in a dump. And he was rescued by a vet clinic, and he actually went home to a nice owner. He was abused. And so I'm kind of an animal advocate. I like to talk to animals and things like that. So that's a little bit about me. I'm an animal communicator, also a reader, and do some things like that. So that's my initial number one song. So that's some of the things I do, oils and animal communication and mediumship and cards and I think you name it, I can do it. But we all have all kinds of fun combining everything together. So I'm excited to announce also that these lovely ladies at Mystical Journeys that are having the Psychic Fair October 22nd in Alton, Illinois, are also featured in two papers. The Alton Telegraph is posting an actual article about them in the newspaper. And so is the Riverbender, which is really awesome, too. So a little bit about these ladies, Betty and Marianne. They're wonderful ladies that knew about the New Age movement that originated in the 1970s, and it was considered social and a spiritual system. And so they really liked a lot of that stuff. Betty has a family that's this is kind of cool. Her family was a bunch of seers, which is really awesome. I think I would have loved that family. I think that would have been really fun. So for years, she worked sort of the traditional end of things at AARP, and then soon she shifted to retirement, and her longtime friend Marianne Frost and her were driving on a trip, and they were coming back from a vacation in Texas, and they were, you know, just preparing to retire, and all of a sudden they decided to open up their own shop because they had business. They had like a background in retail, and one of them has a background in accounting. So for the rest of the drive, they hashed out their business plan and all of that, and they found a location, cleaned it up, put some bookshelves together, and put some stuff together, and a shop was created August 31st called Mystical Journeys. I remember meeting these two ladies at the Midwest Crystal Fest a couple of years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. And Marianne is very big at like a being a reference person and stuff like that with the New Age movement. And, of course, Betty, she's just so gifted at so many different things, too. These ladies really seem like family. So I'm really excited to have them on my show today. And you can find out more information about the Metaphysical Fair and stuff like that on Facebook. Just go to Mystical Journeys webpage, and I've also shared their flyer, and it's on my cover. It's on my cover page. You can see who all's going to be there, healers, all kinds of things. And you can also look for Betty and Marianne on Facebook as well. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And if you want to send me an email about any of that, like you need help getting to Mystical Journeys to see us this weekend, you can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. So we're going to bring our two ladies live to the show, and we're going to talk more. Hi, Marianne and Betty. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing absolutely awesome. Fantastic, wonderful, and all that kind of good stuff.
Oh, that's good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So what have you ladies been up to today?
I'm doing kind of like a we got an order in, so I was going through the box while I was waiting for you to introduce me.
Oh, nice. That's
always
fun.
Well, you know, you got to do two or three things at one time to just keep your mind and your body working.
This is very true. This is very true. It's very therapeutic to do a lot of things at once and to keep your body moving at the same time, because it just keeps a good energy flow. So that's nice, you know, just getting stuff ready to go and seeing what kind of shipments you get in at the store. That must be a really exciting job to work at a store like that.
Yes, it is. Basically, what it ends up doing is that we get all kinds of good stuff in here. The only trouble with it is every time we get stones in, they want me to take them home.
Oh, don't you love that? I get that all the time myself. I walk into a New Age store and I walk out and people are like, wow, she's been shopping today. She brought home just about every stone in the New Age shop today, and she's looking for more. That happens, I would say, pretty much anywhere I go. Stones will follow me around and say, ooh, we want to come home with you. So
yeah.
I know if I was in a store and I was working at a store, that would happen to me too.
Yeah, that's what happens every time I get in new stones, or even whenever somebody's looking at them and they open the door. They say, take me home. And I tell them I can't. I got to sell you first.
Right, right. Then once you, you know, save up enough, then you can go and have fun and bless yourself with some to take home with you that are going to, you know, bless your space and your home. That's a good way to look at it. You know, people can say, well, I have to, you know, earn enough at my job or wherever I'm at to, you know, start that. But you have a fun job, which is really great. I love how you guys decided to sit down and, you know, put it together on a road trip that you were going to open up a shop.
Yeah, that was really interesting, and we worked out all the things, and then we went at it, and that was in April, and August 31st, the same year we were open.
That's really good. It takes a lot of work, I know, to get to get everything prepped and ready and to get everything set up how you want it, but I can imagine just the idea really came naturally to both of you.
Yes, it did.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
So how did you come up with the fact that you wanted a shop? I think it's neat that you were sitting there driving. Did it just come to you after you had been somewhere, or how did you, you know, come up with that idea?
Not really. We were on our way back, and Marianne says, well, Betty, you know, you're psychic enough, you know, and I need to retire, and we need to open up our own shop. So what do you think about that? And I said, let's go for it. And we did.
That's a really neat idea. That's great that, you know, the encouragement was put there to, you know, plant a seed and make a dream happen and all of that. And the fact that you have it naturally and had a background in it, I'm sure that, you know, it just came naturally to you to, you know, have a space to read people and do things like that. It's exciting.
Oh, yes, it really is. And I know Mary Ann is learning lots every day.
Yeah. Well, Mary Ann, I'm sure you do learn a lot, and I'm sure that, you know, you love the experience of meeting new people, too. Probably both of you do.
Always.
I bet you get a lot of different customers, and you get to educate them, I'm sure, on a wide variety of topics. I'm sure you probably cover everything.
We cover everything.
That's
Is Mary
good.
Ann on?
That's wonderful. Are you here, Mary Ann? I've got her light on, but I don't hear her. Mary Ann, are you here? She might need to call back in.
Yeah, because, you know, she's usually jumping in by now.
I know. I was going to say I can't hear her. I'm going to tell her to call back in.
Okay.
I think I heard her hang up, too. We'll see. Because she's
okay.
Not coming through here. Yeah, she's going to call back in. Okay. So that's good. So, yeah. So you had this gift ever since you were little, kind of like I did, I guess. Because when I was younger, I always thought it was natural to do that until someone actually told me, oh, you're just doing that and not everybody else does that.
Yeah, somebody just told me one time that, oh, you're just showing off. You don't know what you're talking about. And
oh, how funny is that?
Yeah, well, they couldn't do it, so they didn't think anybody else could do it. So, you know, it's just one of those kind of things. And basically, if you've got the gift, you give it.
Right. I was going to say, if you've got a gift, use it. You know, it's a natural thing that you should definitely use. Like, both of you put together are just so naturally gifted at what you do. I got Mary Ann back on the line. Are you here with us, Mary Ann?
I think I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, there you are. Okay.
Oh, there I
am.
I kept wondering why I was talking and you were interrupting me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's because you weren't coming through.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
usually
that's okay.
I'm the noisy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know what happened. Sometimes we have technical glitches, or sometimes, you know, it could be muted, or, you know, phones and electronics are really funny with psychic people and even healers, because we can mess with, you know, the energy, and sometimes the energy will cut you off or things happen. That's the beautiful world of electronics.
Yes.
Well, that's
so
good.
It always happens.
Yeah, I was listening to what you and Betty were talking about, and it's amazing how much I've learned in the year that we've had this store open, and how much I'm beginning to realize that although I don't think my gifts will ever be equal to yours or Betty's, Amanda, I'm beginning to have little glimpses of what the two of you have. It's wonderful. It's amazing.
Well, I always look at it as everybody has it. You know, I have that with some buddies that I hang out with. Sometimes I'll get, oh, I'm not that intuitive, you know, and I'll just sit back and laugh and I'll say, yes, you are, because you've come up with some of the most off-the-wall things and say them. And, you know, this is just different random people that I'm hanging with. We all have it. We all have a little bit of it somewhere deep inside of us.
I think people just need to learn to trust their intuition and to open up to the possibility that they may have a
right.
gift, too, that they can share with the world.
They just
well,
don't
we
need
all have
to
something
ignore it.
To share. Right.
You know, most people just
we all
ignore
have
it.
A gift to share. Yeah, we all have a gift to share, and some of us have been told, you know, over the years, I think, that you know, oh, no, you're just making that up, or, oh, that's really silly, or what have you. And then you start meeting people, you know, like you guys or whatever. I'm sure a lot of people think, oh, I'm not alone. Thank goodness.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and that's about half the community. They think, oh, thank goodness I'm not crazy, or, oh, my goodness, I'm glad that, you know, it's okay and that, you know, I'm not crazy, or they want to lock me up. You know, you get all kinds of people and things that, you know, happen. And I think that, you know, the fact that you have this open, you know, especially in that area, the shop is very important because you bring in a lot of people that need help and need information and need knowledge.
We do. We have quite a few clients that come in that say, well, I'm new to this. I'm just learning, and they are just so happy to have Betty to help them along their way and to direct them in the right thinking.
That's good. And I know you get a lot of questions and things like that, and they walk away with a happier attitude and probably a more clear head than walking in going, I have this big problem and I don't know what to do, and it's a spiritual problem.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I try to answer the questions as honestly as I can. And if I they ask a question and I can give them the answer, that's fine. If I don't have it right off the top of my head, then I'll find it for them.
Yeah, you work like I do. If I can't find it, I'll find someone who can.
Yeah.
I'm that way, too.
Oh, definitely. Because there's so much out there on the Internet that people get confused, you know.
All the time.
Because
yeah.
Everybody's got their opinion. And it's not always accurate.
I agree.
So,
just because it's on the Internet doesn't mean it's obviously very true. And some of the things that, you know, really flip me are when people are still stuck and they've been to see, you know, a couple of advisors and they've just left them hanging or confused or scared. You know, I've had people come to me and say, this last one just terrified me. They didn't problem solve anything. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, a shop like this, if I had people scaring me over the Internet, I would be, or the phone for that matter, I would be going to a shop like yours and I would be looking for comfort and I would be looking for help, you know. And I always direct people to, you know, anywhere I think, especially your area, that would be very comforting to people like this. You know, if I'm not where I can help them, I'll say, well, now if you go in here and you look here, you'll find exactly what you need. Because I've run into several of these people that, you know, are open-minded to the, you know, the stuff like that that we do, you know, the New Age, the, you know, the stuff that we do, the stones, all that. But then, you know, these people scare them, and it's really sad.
Yeah, it is, you know, because there's really nothing to be afraid of. It's just their fear of the unknown, and because they can't see it, they think that, you know, there's nothing to it. You know, you're lying to me. You know, you're the work of the devil, so on and so forth, which I've ended up having all of those conversations.
Sure, sure. And it's a challenge for those of us that work in the positivity to bring, you know, that light to people. You know, you, Betty and Marianne both, you bring a lot of light and a lot of love to a lot of people, and it's a challenge when you have a lot of, well, this is the devil, this is dark, this is that, you know, and it can be all, you know, taken care of and, you know, spruced up just by some conversation, some clearing, and, you know, just giving them comfort and direction.
And that's what we're here for.
That's absolutely
great. Isn't that right,
Marianne?
Absolutely. I just love having people come in the shop asking questions and really feel like when they leave, they have had at least some of their questions answered and that we have helped them along their journey.
Yeah, and you're in the right place because when I saw Alton, they just didn't have anything to me when I felt them out, and I've been through Alton plenty of times. I didn't feel there was anything very helpful to people that were looking and searching. So I was really comforted when I found out that you two had opened up a store there to educate some of the people that I'd even run across that maybe I wasn't there all the time, but they have access to somewhere they can go.
Right, and we keep our merchandise reasonable, and not only that, we don't cater to any one particular thing. We just have everything from, you know, candles to incense and books and learning and jewelry and stones. And Marianne and I have a cheat sheet because we can't remember everything. I mean, after all, we're getting old. And so anyway, we help them, we guide them, and they seem to be very thankful for it.
I think they are. I agree. I've walked in there many times and felt that.
Yeah, we got a comfort zone here.
Yeah, we do. And it seemed really funny to me that Illinois, for anybody who hasn't been in the area, is known as one of the most haunted small towns in the United States. But they didn't have a metaphysical or a New Age shop until we opened ours. So it seemed to me like it was a perfect location for one.
Yep, we just fell in love with it. We walked through the door.
When you have a haunted town like that, you would think that they would want to open a metaphysical store for a number of reasons, whether it's, you know, okay, you go home and the person in Alton has a haunted, you know, space they're living in, or they have stuff that they need taken care of, you know, and there's really nowhere to go. You know, I would always try to point people in the right direction, too. So it was a comfort to see that, you know, that was accessible to people and that you have different classes and lessons and things that, you know, people that I've even, you know, counseled and directed can go and learn some more stuff and,
definitely,
you know, have full access to information that they need help with.
True enough. And we'll steer them in the right direction. Because I know how ill-informed I was at looking at different things and listening to this one who really didn't know what they were talking about. But now I know, and I try to stay up on everything and be as informed as I can be.
Right. Which is
right.
Which is wonderful. And if we're not informed, you know, we can find the answer.
True enough, because I can always call you and ask you.
And if you don't know, I'll find it. You know, if we can work on it together and find. That's what it is when you get a whole bunch of people working together to find what somebody needs.
Yes, it is.
And
Go ahead, Marianne.
When we have somebody come in the store that's looking for advice or information, I just love listening to Betty help them because I'm learning too. I had an interest in the metaphysical and spirits and all that, but I had never had anybody who had the knowledge that I was looking for and that could help me on my journey. And now every day I have an opportunity to learn something new.
That's wonderful. See, when you have access to just sitting down and really listening to someone give information, you know, I think that we can find out all kinds of stuff and just learn from one another. That's the beauty in, you know, being with both of you ladies is we can all learn something from everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Knowledge is a wonderful thing. And
absolutely.
You never stop learning. And being able to share knowledge, yes, with people that are searching is amazing.
It really is. It really is. And I'm just thankful that you, both of you, have opened up a shop and an area where people can, you know, find what they need, have reasonable, you know, prices and classes and information to help them along their journey. It was something that was really well needed, that was prayed for, that, you know, is now here. So I'm very happy to know that, you know, that's there. I'm very happy that, you know, you guys are doing a fair on October 22nd with all kinds of different healers and vendors and all of that, and it's really well advertised. So I'm really looking forward to it and, you know, to help the people in Alton just to have a good time with more knowledge. It's going to be so much fun.
It always
right.
is. Yeah, it was just amazing. We had one in April that just absolutely amazed me. So how many people were there and what response we got from everybody. We had people coming from all over the area, not just the Alton. And I know that this one is going to be even better than the first one.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And I keep telling her not to worry about it. It's going to be perfectly fine and amazing.
Yeah,
but, you know,
it's going to be really great.
Part of my job description is to worry, you know.
I do. Stop it.
That's the mom job. That's what all mothers do. You know, it's going to be really good, and I'm excited that my friend is going to come and bring her guitar and sing, too. That's going to be really fun also, just to, you know, add another little bit of fun in there, some fun and music and friends and good people.
That's right.
What more could you ask for?
Not much more than that.
That's right. Well, listen, we're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back with some questions. You guys want to take some questions?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. I'll bring you guys back in just a minute. You've
okay,
been listening
thanks.
To WGGM Radio. My guests are Marianne Frost and Betty Hackney. We're going to come back in just a moment after a commercial break. And they run Mystical Journeys in Alton, Illinois. You can check out my Facebook page for the upcoming event that's coming up October 22nd, and we'll give you guys more information on that, and we'll see you in just a moment. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And if you want to ask a question, you can type it in the chat room, or you can call in and hit 1 on your keypad. We'll be back in just a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut to the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. But I knew in my heart He was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
I love my station ID. That's what my lovely producer did for me. So that's letting you know that we are back with Messages of Light. We're going to take some callers. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. If you're in the chat room and you want to ask a question, I see somebody does. You can do that, or you can call in. Either way, we're going to bring our lovely guests back, and you can hit one on your keypad if you want to talk to us. Welcome back, Marianne and Betty.
Thank you. Good to be
back. Thank you.
All right. So we have a question in the chat room. I'll just start here from Heaven's Angels. She says, I wanted to know, please, I am an angel practitioner, and I'm learning mediumship. Does this look promising to you? Please, thank you, blessings. I so want to be able to help others and hear that their loved ones are safe.
Yes, as I close my eyes and concentrate on your question, I think it's a good fit for you. It's a start of a new journey for you, so I would follow that path. Mediumship is one of those wonderful things. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, so continue and learn all that you can.
All right, thank you. That's wonderful. We're going to go to our next caller in the queue here. Area code 217, you're on with Marianne and Betty and Amanda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Rose. What can we help you with?
Oh, okay. I didn't think you could. I just want to say hi to you, ladies.
Well, hi, Rose. Sweetie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for the Psychic Fair this Saturday. Looking forward to it. And especially looking forward to it now that I hear that Bethany's going to be there, too. I didn't know that. So that's going to be lots of fun. And I hope all the listeners come out because it really is going to be a lot of fun. And the last one was a success. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I wanted to say hello. And I wanted to see if Betty has anything for me as far as what's going to go on with my future as far as my business.
You're going to have some up and downs. Basically, you're going to get frustrated at points, but then if you stop and think and take a deep breath, then you're still going to get back on the path that you're led for. So I think it'll be great.
Awesome. Thank you, Betty.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm working on some projects, and I just wanted to see how they would turn out. And everything so far has turned out great. So I think a lot of times, you know, even though we may see that future as ups and downs, we just got to keep it positive and move forward because that's what we think we create, right? So,
yes.
I definitely, you know, that's the way I view things. I don't look at the downs so much. I just kind of keep positive and I move forward with it. I just don't even think about the negative. I just keep moving, right? Because I just don't want to put that energy into it. I did want to say, too, I agree with you, ladies. I was listening to your conversation, sitting here listening to the show, how you were talking about other people. And Marianne, I am here to tell you that we all have gifts, honey. We're all talented. We're all gifted. God gives us each gifts, and we just use them to the ability that we need to use them and for our individual purpose. So don't think that you don't have them as strongly as everyone else does. You do. It's just they may be developing in a different area.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that to you.
Well, I'm beginning to see that.
Yeah, I think we're all beautiful, and I think we're all, you know, we're all there to, you know, help each other, and nobody's better than anybody else, right?
Right.
Nobody. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Psychic Fair. Spending time with you ladies and spending time with Amanda and Bethany and Michaela and Kim and all the wonderful psychics, mediums, and healers that are going to be there. There's going to be lots of different modalities there. So, I mean, you're going to have people reading cards. You're going to have people doing, you know, Reiki, correct? Am I correct?
Right.
You do have Reiki practitioners there. You're going to have people doing it. Amanda does her oils and also any kind of reading, actually. I do palm, tarots, cards, mediumship. I'm like, Amanda, I do just about everything, right? So, past lives, everything. So there's going to be a lot of different modalities, which is wonderful because, I mean, I think that's what people look for in psychic fairs. They look for, you know, different things to do. So they like to come in and get that aura photo. That's another one, too. That's going to be
an amazing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun down there at Mystical Journeys. So it's a lot of fun doing the workshops down there, you know, which I do occasionally with Marianne and Betty down there, and that's always a lot of fun. We always get a good response with that and just some of the classes, and it's in a great area. Like you said, I grew up in Alton, and I know that, you know, down there in Alton, you have, you know, it is the America's most haunted little town is what they say, is what they call it. And growing up there, I grew up in a house not far from McPike Mansion. Everybody will know what McPike Mansion is. And it was haunted, and, you know, growing up there and experiencing a lot of the things that went on in Alton. It has a lot of, you know, spiritual history. So it is great that you guys have that you have your shop there because it is a centrally located shop. And, you know, the closest one to me, you know, would be Mystical Journeys. And before you were there, there really wasn't anything there. And I would have to go to St. Louis, or I would have to go to Springfield to, you know, purchase my sage, or I'd have to order it online, which then you pay for shipping. So it's great to have you ladies there. It really is. I mean, I always refer anybody that's wanting to buy crystals. They'll call me and say, Rose, what crystals do I need? I'll tell them, and they'll say, where can I get them? And I'll say, well, you can go down to Mystical Journeys, and you can get them there in Alton. That's the closest to you, you know. So I'm always referring customers down there and friends down there to buy their sage and to buy their crystals and whatever else they may need down there. So
well, we thank you.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
Well, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
We're all supposed to, help each other out, right? So,
yeah.
And you know, I do feel like there's great energy there, and, you know, I'd rather see them purchase, you know, things from a shop that has great energy. So it's you know, a win-win for everybody.
Right? Definitely.
So I thank you, ladies, for allowing me to come down there. And I also thank you for, you know, answering my question, Betty, and that's wonderful. And that's basically all I have to say. Just wanted to support it and, you know, tell you how much I appreciate it, right?
Okay.
And let the listeners know how great a shop it is. So hope everybody comes out.
Yeah, I love meeting everybody there.
Yeah, hope everybody comes out.
You have a good week, and we will see you Saturday.
Yes, you will. All right, ladies, thank you.
Take care.
Love you, Amanda. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Rose. Love you, too. She's so sweet.
Yes,
I know.
She is.
We'll go on to our next caller here, which is area code 417-241. You're on with Amanda, Betty, and Marianne. How are you?
I am good. How are you, ladies?
Awesome. Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good. That is fantastic.
Good.
Life is great. I was just wondering if you've seen what my career might be going to be.
That would be, excuse me, a hard one because you've got three things that you're looking into. But I see you with a lot of paperwork, studying. It looks like you might have to go back to school to get where you want to go. I see it more along the lines of corporate. Figures, corporation,
okay.
Figures, you know, where you're doing number crunching.
Okay.
That's one of them. Now, the other two, you're just kind of up in the air about. But I think that you would do well with numbers crunching, because you have I'm seeing you have an analytical mind.
Okay. And do you see that soon, or?
I see it next year, because you're going to have to go back and pick up some classes, so you might have to go do some book work and stuff, but I see someone helping you get a foot in the door somewhere, but you're going to have to do some training.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
That's not where you were wanting to go?
No, not really. I'm kind of wanting to open up a little store.
Well, you'll have to go back to classes for that, too, and somebody helping you might be able to help finance you.
Right. Okay. I get that.
So you would be crunching numbers.
Right. That's true.
Ask Marianne. She does that every day.
Okay.
I get it. Okay. And do you see anything else for me besides
kind of see that, you know, watch out for a cold or respiratory illness this winter.
It won't go into pneumonia, but it'll be close. Just whenever it starts in, get yourself to the doctor, okay?
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah, because if you're doing all kinds of book work and training and everything, you don't need to be sitting there, you know, coughing and hacking and all that good stuff, and you don't need to be in a hospital because I don't see that.
No, good. That's the main thing. I don't like doctors and I don't like hospitals.
Well, I don't either. I go the holistic route, but every once in a while there's something that comes in that you might need antibiotic or maybe go to a holistic doctor and they'll give you something that might be a little better.
Right. Yeah, I use a lot of essential oils and stuff myself anyway. I go visit Amanda. Yep. She puts stuff on me.
Ah, bless her heart. She's so
yeah.
good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
She won't tell me.
So, Amanda, right. You're going to have to get her some oils fixed up for upper respiratory infection before.
Yeah,
I have a few
ideas of what she could use. So we'll get on that as soon as possible.
Yeah,
that way we can have that
sick.
Remedied. Well, we'll remedy
yeah.
that before it happens.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. All right. Well, thank you, ladies.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Well, you too.
Bye-bye. Our next caller is area code 404. You're on the line with Amanda, Marianne, and Betty. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good. How are you, ladies?
Oh, absolutely amazing.
We're good.
We're good.
That's it. I was just calling in to see what do you get for me.
I'm sorry?
Just wanted to see if you got any messages or anything about my career.
Are you somewhere between 30 and 50?
No.
Oh, you're younger or older?
Younger.
Okay. You've got a couple of things that you're trying to think about, but basically they don't seem to be a good fit. I see you talking to a counselor and changing your mind, and if you're going to college, you're going to have to change your criteria to head where you need to go. I don't see you in the medical field. I'm seeing you around a lot of books. Are you into the library end of things?
No.
Are you an avid reader? Because I see a lot of books, and I see you stamping them, giving them out. You're a good customer service person, so I think I would go along those lines.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Because I like to read, but not like that. And
well, you wouldn't really be reading. You would help other people to find things that they need to read.
Okay.
So, a librarian would be a good fit, but it's also pricey as far as going. But if I were you, I would volunteer at a library for a while and see if that would be a good fit for you.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you might change your mind and decide to pursue the career into library or books. I don't see you money crunching. Are you in retail right now?
No, I'm actually a therapist, a social worker.
Therapist. You know, that's funny because the research and all that makes sense and like the other things you like to do. Therapy is really interesting, but it seems like you like to research and help people find things, and I think that's why she's picking that up. It may be like a secondary thing you do, even if it's like
helping your friends or whatever, you know, that's cool that you're a therapist and that you do that. But there is something with helping people look up stuff and really research things. I mean, even if it's finding their family members or whatever, there is definitely something, you know, in your energy with research and helping others. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got two paths to follow. You'll just have to make up your mind which one you want. But they're both intertwined.
And one is being a librarian?
One is helping people research. I mean, you're going to be helping people, not per se as a librarian, but you'll help people research.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to put you as a teacher and maybe a therapist, and that may be the tie-in with the research, but I do see the books around you. So just something to think about. Keep in touch and have a great day. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Take care. We have two more callers. We have area code 914. You're on the line with Amanda, Marianne, and Betty. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you? Thank you, ladies, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I have a question in regards to work. There's this project that I'm wrapping up. So I was wondering if you see me doing well with it, if I should have somebody else just look it over before I submit it.
I think you need to have somebody look it over before you submit it, but I am looking at it, and it looks like that it's a A1 okay is what I've got on the front of the thing. So I think the project is a good one, but since you kind of doubt yourself just a little bit, I would have somebody else take a look at it, and then that way you would be doubly sure that you were doing the right research and the right project for you.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Our next caller is 417-543. You're on the line with Amanda, Marianne, and Betty. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Awesome.
Cool. I was just wondering if you see anything for me career-wise or health-wise.
I would say whenever I'm closing my eyes and kind of visualizing and seeing your aura here, I see something along the lines of the gallbladder that's not working correctly. I would have that checked out. As far as anything else, you have a few muscle spasms, like at night your legs cramp up. Am I on the right track?
Well, the back. The other day my back was hurting really bad, and it just lasted for a day. But it was just unbearable, you know.
Yeah. No, it will lead to leg cramps at night. So, you know, basically that would be, you know, it's okay. They only last for a few minutes. Your back, you just probably pulled a muscle, and it lasted only a day. I hope you put ice and heat on it alternately so that you could go ahead and take care of that. As far as anything else, I don't see anything as far as physical. Career, you're not real happy with the one that you have, are you?
True. Yeah.
Well, most of the time, whenever you're not that happy with it, I usually suggest, you know, going back and talking to a counselor at your local college and are seeing if there's something else that you would be happier with. Because if you're not happy in your job, it just makes it that much harder to deal with. Are you in, I see doctors around you, or are you in an office with doctors?
I had a checkup the other day and had a blood test.
No, that's fine. No, I'm seeing you talking to maybe a doctor, like for a receptionist area type of thing. Is a different way to go because you're not happy with where you're at, and I think you would be more happier there because you would be able to help people. And I feel like you're a very helpful person.
Oh, okay.
You've got answers you don't know you had. So you could help people that way, you know. You're just a people person. And,
I am.
And so basically you need to get into something that where you can deal more with people than, you know, and be more helpful to them.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, that was our last caller. So thank you guys for coming on the show today.
Oh, no problem. It sounded like it was really worthwhile, and we got a lot of answers.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yes.
Right, and we're really looking forward to seeing you and Bethany on Saturday. I know we're going
to
have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear her sing again. You tell her I said so.
Oh, yeah. I will tell her you said so. I know Bethany's looking forward to performing and being there. She's absolutely excited.
Good. Good. We're happy
she
to
gets
have
around
her.
And she likes to sing, so that's her favorite thing to do.
Oh, bless her heart.
I will talk.
And I know
to you, I will talk
places.
To you guys soon and see you. Oh, she is. She is definitely going places. Thank you for saying so. She's working really hard to have a music career. That's what she wants.
Yeah, and I see it happening.
And she's certainly good enough to have a career.
Oh, yes, she is very good enough to have a career. I really admire her a lot, so I'll pass that on to her. Thank you guys for coming on today, and I will see you this weekend with Bethany, and you guys have a wonderful day. Everybody check out the Psychic Fair if you're in Alton or you're in town. Visit Alton, Illinois Mystical Journeys at Homer Adams Parkway. You can find the flyer on my cover page. And thank you, ladies, for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having us.
All right. You have a good day, everybody. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, Marianne and Betty. We'll have you on again. And everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.